You're listening to SBS News.
Rachel Natoli was in an abusive relationship for 7.5 years. For her, surviving meant having little control over her finances.
I had full access to my bank accounts, but my financial abuse meant I just handed over every cent I had every time I was asked for it, because that was the safest option.
The relationship ended in 2015, and now she helps others enduring similar abuse. Ms. Natoli says while many experiencing domestic and family violence need support, the federal government's superannuation plan is not the solution.
If you're in a financially abusive relationship, it can mean that you have no access to any of your funds, no access to your bank accounts, and in the most extreme circumstances, they may have very little access to their own super as well.
The initiative, which the government says will be launched soon, would give domestic violence survivors access to $10,000 from their superannuation accounts. A statement from the Minister for Superannuation, Jane Hume, says the government is committed to changing culture and making support available to those who need it in times of critical need. Workers can access their superannuation before retirement in extreme circumstances on certain compassionate grounds. The changes will add family and domestic violence to the list. According to advocacy group Women in Super, women retire with 47% less superannuation than men. 43% of women work part-time, and those who work full-time earn 18% less than their male counterparts. Critics say this plan could leave women vulnerable in the long term. This is Nikki Hutley, an economics consultant at Social Outcomes.
To take away their future security for a momentary bit of assistance, I would prefer to see other forms of assistance in place, not putting the onus on the person who's at risk.
This is Jenny McAllister, Labor's spokeswoman on the prevention of violence against women.
We need to invest in services, to invest in housing, and to provide paid domestic violence leave so women can stay connected to their employment during the period where they're trying to restart their lives.
The Prime Minister has responded to the backlash in Parliament.
We're listening to those concerns, Mr. Speaker, and that measure is now under review.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.